Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, what you do, listen, we can all make mistakes. I've brushed with cancellation. I've had terrible things happen in business. I've had terrible things happen in my personal life. I've lived things publicly, privately. I've made mistakes. I'm flawed. To err is human. To forgive is divine, I think it goes. So I had a situation where several years ago, I purchased a great looking bag that was vintage in a store that sells new and vintage items. And Paul bought it for me. It was $3,100. It was a Chanel Lego brick Lucite bag, which are worth like $10,000 now. And it was a used vintage. I think it's vintage if it's over a certain amount of years. So it was a used vintage piece. And I was really excited about it. And it was impractical. And I found out recently by two authenticators that the bag was not real. It was a counterfeit bag. And I reached out to the proprietor, and the people that worked with them first told us their policy that they don't refund bags over 2 years that were purchased more than 2 years ago. So that was the initial response in a bag that I think was purchased 3 years ago. I would have had no way to know. This happened once with a watch, because if you like vintage pieces that don't exist now, you're going to take a risk. You have to use a reputable authenticator, and you could do a two-step authentication process if you're really concerned, because this thing seemed legitimate. So I found out that it wasn't real, and the first response was, can you provide your receipt? And we don't refund items for more than 2 years old. So I got lit. And providing the receipt, I remember being in the store, the person who, you know, owns the store remembers me being in the store. I mean, they're not selling millions of bags. It's a very specific, unique bag. So now I have to go hunt down the receipt. So now I go ask Paul to go look at the old American Expresses. It takes 24 hours to find that. I'm able to find the receipt. And I'm saying to the store, no, the onus is on you. You go look it up. They said they don't have receipts more than 2 years old. I don't know how that could happen in a business. You have to know who's purchased your products for this exact reason. And so then it became like a debate back and forth. And there was a mention that the proprietor said, you know, if you want to come get another bag, you could come get another bag. I assumed that this would mean they would refund my money in full plus another bag, which is also scary because is the other bag fake, but I'd be in the clear because I'd have my money back. And I just know that if it were me and this happened to me, I would say to somebody, here's a brand new Chanel bag purchased at the store. You can return it. Here's a receipt and here's your refund. I'd want to get them off me right away. I wouldn't want them to be talking about this. I would be very nervous. And I had a personal conflict and dilemma, moral and ethical, about whether to say the name of the store. And I don't want to mess with anyone's business. It's not entirely a small business, but I don't want to mess with anyone's business. And I also didn't want to be in like the junk of this, but I wanted to help people to understand that this could happen to them and to tell you that if you're going to play games and not buy from a store because you want something vintage and unique that you can't get currently, you have to authenticate at least with one very trusted authenticator. And you can't trust a retail store that something's going to be real. And I've bought things on Fashion File, which is a great site. And one time they sold me a bag that was not at the level and they replaced it and gave me a new bag, which was wonderful. Fashion File is respected, trusted, and seems to be fair and reasonable. Rebag is another company that the difference between them and Fashion File is they sell bags and they are a little more expensive, but on Rebag, you can trade in your bags. You won't get a great value on the trade-in, meaning you can choose for them to give you money, which is still not a great value on your bag, but you can get the cash right away. Or you can choose to get, I think it's 15% more, but in credit there. So you go find a couple of bags in your closet that you don't like that much and you trade them in and you might be able to add up to get a bag you do like. So if you pick a bag that's an investment piece, the three shitty bags you had, even at a bad trade, you're entering into something that could be an investment piece. And Chanel bags have gone up 60% since I bought this bag. So the increase in value has been 60%. Inflation has been 4%. So eBay is a marketplace. That's very different. That's a worldwide marketplace. They now authenticate because they've gotten into trouble too. And prices are pretty much similar to everywhere else. RealReal does not allow you to return bags. So it's a little scary. Like you're in for what you're in for. And the RealReal, and people have gotten paid very little for the items they sell. The reason that the RealReal is good is that your shit will sell fast. It will sell at a cheap price. But if you don't want to send it to a consignment store where you'll get the best value, RealReal, it's like a chop shop. You send your stuff to them and it's going to get sold and you're going to get a small check. Consignment store, you're going to have to keep up with it. They may send it back to you. It's going to take a long time and you'll get more money. I'm a person, if you want to get rid of a bunch of shit, you'd probably do the RealReal. I donate, I run the whole gamut, but the RealReal is the wild, wild west. You could send a bunch of shit and it's going to move, but you're going to be disappointed with the money you get. And you could buy stuff, enter at your own risk. I think now they're probably being more cautious than ever, but you also could get the best deal on something there. It's just a little bit more of the wild, wild west. So you could also find something wildly overpriced. And that's why it's working this way. The reason that the person selling is getting such a shitty return is because sometimes the person buying is getting a good deal. So it's a circular reference. You sell something there, they give you a shitty check because they're selling it for cheap. So the person buying it is getting something for cheap, but they're entering at their own risk because it might not be authentic. It's kind of like a crapshoot. It's just like a fucking bingo game. You might win, you might lose. You just don't know. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? William Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host, Vico Ortiz, and our abuelita, Liliana Montenegro, play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the story at hand, this company wanted the original receipts and then they want the authentication receipts. And the problem is I knew that I had a fake bag for many different reasons. I now was holding the control. I wasn't in the mood to go on a big research project. So I went to go ask the authenticators and I gave a price and they wanted to get the original receipts and then they want my, and they sent me a whole email of the whole sob story of their supplier. And here's what I said. And I don't know them. So I can't do 3-page emails with a person whose business like just fucked me. So, and someone on Instagram, when I said, should I blow them up or not, said, go on Instagram and see if this has happened to anybody else. And this has happened to other people. So here's what I ended up saying. And it's me, it's my name, it's not just my lawyer, my business manager, and I didn't have to respond directly, but I find that most people can't get the essence of what I'm trying to say, and there's a lesson here. In business, you will make mistakes. You will have things almost take you down. How do you handle it? You handle things swiftly. You be transparent. You get ahead of it. You resolve it by any means necessary, and it's going to sting a little. So what I wouldn't do is be penny wise and nickeling and diming when I've been in problems before. I wouldn't be asking for original 2 authentication receipts. I wouldn't be, you know, I understand that they need to know that I purchased it, but they already figured that out. They know that I purchased it there and they know that they've been in this problem before. So I was doing an awareness day for Ukraine, getting these emails with this project. And my business manager's like, well, they'll send you the check when they get this. They'll send this after they get the 2 authentication original receipts. They say authentication costs $25 when these higher end authenticators who found that it was fake are way more expensive than the shitty ones that this place says that they use. So here's when my fuse lit. My fuse ran out. I said, I have lost patience. I've lost my patience. Here's what's going to go down. Number one, you're going to self-audit and you're going to go back through every single person who's ever bought a bag from you. And you're going to tell them that at your cost, you will allow them to authenticate these bags. Because I want to protect these people. But more importantly is me to tell everyone, if you've bought something on the secondary market, you must have it authenticated by somebody trusted. So I said to them, I want to know that you've gone back, because it's not a million bags, it's a couple hundred bags, that you've gone back and you've gone down every rabbit hole with every person that's ever bought a luxury bag. And you've found out that they are 100% authentic and that they have the opportunity to come back and authenticate them at your cost. And I said that. Now, I'm not sure that that will happen, but they gave me some assurances that it would. Then I said, after getting tedious and going back and forth in multiple emails, I said, take me off this chain. I don't want to be part of this correspondence anymore. Here's what I want. I want my full refund. I want the authentication money paid directly. I want the increase in value of a bag of Chanel. Someone on Instagram gave me this idea too. A Chanel bag has gone up 60%. Had I bought a real bag, it would be up 60%. I want that increase and I want the inflation and the tax. It's totally fair and reasonable, and that's what I want. Go with God. I did not mention the name of the retailer because I just don't think that's going to help at this point. But I got, my point is, they didn't handle this like a Ginsu knife, Sicilian style. Immediately, directly, place of yes. Oh my God, we are sorry. What do you want? Yes, we will refund your money and any other inconvenience costs that you've had. And what are they? Now they are in a little bit, now it's a little messier for them because they got entangled and they got small picture and they got tangled up in the weeds. So now it's getting resolved, but in the way that I dictated that it has to get resolved. Because when you've been fucked, you shouldn't be inconvenienced. When someone makes a drastic mistake in business, when you make a drastic mistake in business, you swiftly, immediately, cleanly, and surgically resolve it. You figure out what the damages are, what the person wants, how to keep this quiet, lean, and get out as fast as you got into this entanglement. That's what you do. What you don't do is start asking a million questions and making the person that has been wronged feel like they have to prove to you five different ways how they've been wronged. Exactly. Like, I don't owe it to you. You know what the black and white of this is? Fake bag, real bag. You sold me 4 years ago. Now you're getting me mad. Now I got to go down rabbit holes and give you specifics. Didn't ask for anything crazy. I just said, I want exactly what I'm entitled to. Nothing more. So that pissed me off. They're saying authenticators are $25. People that authenticated are saying it's several hundred dollars to have it properly done. I don't know. I don't care. I don't want a research project. I don't want to be in the fake bag project. But I'm going to say that I'm going to listen to the people that authenticated the bag and not the $25 chop shop you've got going on, because we landed ourselves as a person who has a fake bag. Furthermore, I don't judge people who are buying fake bags, short of practices that I don't understand, but I don't understand every sweater on my back and how it's been made either. Because if every lip gloss sweater, cereal, olive oil, floor tile, throw pillow I had to research, I'm going to tell you I'd be disappointed and people are doing things wrong. It's up to proprietors to do things right. I can't police everybody. So if you buy a fake bag, I can't be judgmental and holier than thou on that one thing any more than I can be judgmental on you for eating meat when I wear leather. Like I cannot do that. I don't live there. So I don't say to you, don't buy something fake. I'm telling you, if you buy something fake, it doesn't go up in value. It's not an investment. And your smartest decision is to buy fewer items directly from a retailer because they are investment pieces. You choose to buy fake and then throw a bag in the river after, that's your own business. You choose to buy fake and you go to Canal Street and it's $75 and you know you're getting a $75 fake bag, go with God. You buy a $3,100 bag plus tax at a bougie boutique, you better fucking trust and believe I'm coming for you if that thing is fake. I bought it and it's fake and it's embarrassing. And I don't want other people going through that. So you buy in the secondary market, you cross your T's and you dot your I's. You buy fake, it's your own goddamn business. I don't work for Chanel and it's not my business. And I've owned fake bags just like the rest of you. I've been broke where I can't afford my rent and I've bought fake bags. I've been to Canal Street. I've done it all. I don't believe it's a good investment, but I'm not standing on a soapbox. And that's a rant.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.